On this day, May 23rd, 1785, Benjamin Franklin announces his latest invention, helping book readers everywhere. What was it? Plus, he wished that he could have been born in our time. Now, why is that? We'll talk about it. Let's get started. On this day, May 23rd, 1785, Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to George Whately talking about how he invented bifocals. Here's what he wrote. My double spectacles can only serve particular eyes. I imagine it will be found pretty generally true that the same convexity of glass, through which a man sees clearly at a distance, proper for reading, is not the best for greater distances. I therefore formerly had two pairs of spectacles, which I shifted occasionally, as in traveling I sometimes read and often wanted to enjoy the scenery. Now, finding the change troublesome and not always sufficiently ready, I had the glasses cut and half of each kind associated in the same circle. Thus, by this means, as I wear my spectacles constantly, I have only to move my eyes up or down, as I want to see distinctly, far or near, the proper glass being always ready. Well, those were the words from Ben Franklin's letter where he announces another one of his many great inventions. Benjamin Franklin was an enthusiastic supporter of free trade and free men. He believed free men are the greatest inventors. The last 200 years have seen an explosion of inventions for the benefit of mankind. Now, we've also seen a tremendous increase in the standard of living for humanity in those same 200 years. Today, the average American earns about $130 a day. They make about 20 in China and 10 in India. Now, under full-fledged socialism, those nations were at about a buck per day. So that means any step toward free markets improves the lives of people anywhere. 200 years ago, the average world income per person was about $3 a day in today's prices. So those who complain about today's economy gotta have a little bit of perspective. I mean, we've come a long way. But the question is, how did such advances come about in the last 200 years? Was it government programs? No, not really. If government is the answer, then the ancient governments of Egypt, Persia, Greece, and Rome would have sufficed because they were well-advanced governments. Now listen, government is necessary. Its primary function is to protect free people, you know, the ones who change the world for the better. Government helps maintain a free atmosphere. Now yes, it's true that from time to time, government aids inventors, like Samuel Morse, for instance, and his Morse code project, which we'll talk about tomorrow, by the way, so be listening tomorrow for that. But the great works are originated by free people. Yes, governments from time to time step in to help. Whether that's good or not, I'll let you think about it. But the main point is, great works are originated by free people. So let's ask our question again. How did such amazing advances come about in the last 200 years? Well, the answer can be boiled down to one simple word. Liberty. Free people invent things that change the world. Slaves and serfs under the iron yoke of masters, feudal lords, and bureaucrats... don't. They simply don't. They can't. Benjamin Franklin agrees. Here's what he said. Commerce. The more free and unrestrained it is, the more it flourishes, and the happier are all the nations concerned in it. Most of the restraints put upon it in different countries seem to have been the projects of particulars, that is, individual people, for their private interest under the pretense of public good. Now, what's amazing about that statement from Benjamin Franklin is that throughout history, there have been individuals who are willing to sacrifice everybody's prosperity for their own. They're willing to destroy an economy just so they can enrich themselves. Terrible thing and a terrible commentary on human nature. The point is simply this. Free people come up with great ideas, and then others come along and improve upon them. The last 200 years have seen an ideas explosion. It's everywhere. All around us, we see 1800s ideas improved. Items we use every day, from electric lights to kitchen sinks, plus the medical advances. Think about sicknesses, which years ago were death sentences, for which now all we need to do is take a pill. What an amazing advancements, thankfully. All these things are the results of free men and free markets. Benjamin Franklin said this in 1788. I've been long impressed with the growing felicity of mankind, from the improvements in philosophy, morals, politics, and even the conveniences of common living, by the invention and acquisition of new and useful instruments, and that I have sometimes almost wished it had been my destiny to be born 2 or 3 centuries hence. For invention and improvement are prolific and beget more of the kind. I love that. Invention and improvement are prolific and beget more of the kind. That tells you that they have babies. Inventors, inventions have babies. That's the way of putting it. Uncle Ben actually wished he could have been born in our day. Imagine if he could have seen what free men have produced since 1788, the day he penned that he wished he could live in our time. Man, he would be amazed. So on this day, May 23rd, 1785, Benjamin Franklin announced how he invented bifocals. And just look at all the improvements that have been made upon those original bifocals in this day.